观众朋友们，大家好，今天是7月2号，星期四，欢迎收看《美国观察》。北京通过了港版国安法，并将在7月1号开始实施。已经有人因为涉嫌违反港版国安法而被捕。美国国务卿蓬佩奥表示说，香港已经成为中共统治的城市，而美国政府非常担心香港版国安法第38条将会影响在香港的美国企业，称美国政府会出台在香港的美国企业的运营方针。我们来看美国之音白宫记者黄洋溢的报道。
今年的7月1号正好是香港的主权移交23周年，但同时呢，也是北京实施港版国安法的第一天。在7月1号当天呢，许多的香港民众走上街头抗议国安法。那么根据香港警方提供的数据呢，截至晚上10点为止，已经逮捕了大约370人，而当中有10个人涉嫌违反国安法。那么在7月1号星期三呢，美国国务卿蓬佩奥在国务院的新闻简报会上表示，香港已经沦为另外一个中共管制的城市，而且国安法的23条令人担忧。我们看一下蓬佩奥国务卿是怎么说的。
Yesterday, the Chinese Communist Party implemented its draconian national security law on Hong Kong in violation of commitments that it made to the Hong Kong people and to the United Kingdom.In a UN-registered treaty and in contravention of Hong Kongers' human rights and fundamental freedoms. Free Hong Kong was one of the world's most stable, prosperous, and dynamic cities. Now it will be just another communist-run city where its people will be subject to the party elite's whims. It's sad. Indeed, this is already happening. Security forces are already rounding up Hong Kongers for daring to speak and think freely. The rule of law has been...eviscerated, and as always, the Chinese Communist Party fears its own people more than anything else. The United States is deeply concerned about the law's sweeping provisions and the safety of everyone living in the territory, including Americans. Article 38 of the new law also purports to apply to offenses committed outside of Hong Kong by non-residents of Hong Kong, and this likely includes Americans. This is outrageous and an affront to all nations.
蓬佩奥国务卿也说呢，在上个星期五就已经针对镇压香港民众的这些人呢，发出了签证的限制。那么在星期一的时候呢，也宣布了停止对香港出口国防以及军民两用设备。那么美国联邦通讯委员会星期二正式认定华为以及中兴对美国的国家安全构成威胁，禁止美国公司利用价值83亿美元的政府资金购买这两家公司的设备。那么对此呢，蓬佩奥国务卿也做出了说明。我们看一下蓬佩奥国务卿在国务院的简报会上怎么说的。
I applaud FCC Chairman Ajit Pai's for designating Huawei and ZTE as national security risks. We're also continuing to take action to build on President Trump's signing of the Uyghur Human Rights Policy Act. Today, the United States Department of State, along with Treasury, Commerce, and DHS, are issuing a business advisory to companies with supply chain links to entities complicit in forced labor and other human rights abuses in Xinjiang and throughout China.CEOs should read this notice closely.
那么就在7月1号星期三呢，美国的国务院、财政部、商务部以及国土安全部发出了新疆供应链企业咨询指南，警告供应链可能涉及在新疆维吾尔自治区违反人权的美国企业，说他们有可能会面临企业的声誉、经济上还有法律上的风险。那么此外呢，蓬佩奥国务卿也特别在呼吁习近平主席，希望他能够重新考虑一下在实施港版国安法之后对于中国未来的前途。
In the end, General Secretary Xi gets to make the decision about whether he wants to move his nation closer to something, that is disconnected from the world in the most fundamental ways. They talk about, when I was in Honolulu, they talk about wanting to be good stewards, international,players that comply with multilateral obligations, but when you're violating citizens' most fundamental freedoms, we should look to your actions, not to your words. And so that's what we will continue to do. We'll continue to do all the things that we can. And importantly, we will continue to build out a global coalition that understands the challenge that the Chinese Communist Party threat places on freedom-loving peoples all across the world. This isn't a U.S.-China challenge.This is a challenge that is between freedom and authoritarianism.
白宫国安会在6月30号星期二的时候回应美国之音的问题时，就曾经说过这实施的港版国安法呢是不好的，他认为说敦促北京当局要尽快的改弦更张。不过呢，星期三蓬佩奥国务卿就表示，从过去48个小时的迹象看来，中国政府并没有要回头的打算。以上是美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅的报道。
中国通过港版国安法引发了国际的强烈反弹，美国国会两党议员纷纷发声谴责中国强行推动港版国安法，并且表示美国会以更多的制裁来作为回应。我们来看美国之音国会记者李一华的报道。
中国全国人大常委会6月30号通过引发各界反弹的港版国安法，美国国会多位两党议员纷纷表示担心北京接下来将依据这项法律作为围捕民主派活动人士的借口。
It's not a national security law, it's a crackdown on Hong Kong and on the liberties of the people of Hong Kong. And I hope that this will not be the case, but I worry that it will be, that this will be an excuse for Beijing to start rounding up pro-democracy leaders. And heck, just, I mean, any citizen of that city who dare say anything that does not perfectly fit with and kowtow to the authoritarian regime in Beijing. So this is it's a sad day now that they pass it, but we're going to be watching the implementation closely. And if this becomes a rounding up of democracy advocates and a shutting down of any kind of free speech in Hong Kong, freedom of assembly, freedom of worship, we're going to need to use all available means, sanctions, diplomatic tools at our disposal.
This is a continuing effort by China to have a strong grip on Hong Kong, to undermine its autonomy, which has been so successful, and to exert its influences and its views on the people of Hong Kong. So I'm deeply concerned. This is something that I have been saying was moving in this direction, and now...This latest action makes it even all the more alarming. That's why, the legislation that we've offered here, I think, is critically necessary to move forward.
在香港主权移交23年来，七一大游行首次遭到禁止。港版国安法生效实施之际，数以千计的香港人继续走上街头进行抗议。香港警方展开强力镇压的同时，也首次拘捕被指涉嫌违反港版国安法的市民。
Round up and arrest.Pro-democracy activists and hold them in indefinite detention like they do on the mainland and maybe forever. And that's my main concern, my most immediate concern. We need to watch very carefully what happens next, particularly against groups and individuals who I'm pretty sure the Chinese government will target to make an example of.In the early days after the passage of that bill.
还有议员表示，美国接下来也不排除采取更多制裁予以回应。
Obviously, the idea that they would have two systems, that's gone by the wayside. It is a single monolithic authoritarian system where people are denied their basic human rights, freedom of speech, freedom of association, something that the people of Hong Kong had been able to enjoy. And that's obviously a very ominous development.And one that I think you'll see additional responses by Congress in terms of sanctions to try to convince the Chinese Communist Party that that is the cost is too high. They need to reconsider.
美国参众两院6月30号还再次推出新的法案，允许部分香港居民以第二优先的身份在美国申请避难。美国之音记者李一华，国会山报道。
美国国会众议院外委会星期三就北京强行生效港版国安法举行听证会，抨击北京背弃承诺，并且借国安法之名压制港人自由民主的诉求。下面是美国之音记者莫宇的报道。
在众议院外交事务委员会近三个半小时的听证会上，民主共和两党议员一致谴责北京在香港强推生效国家安全法。他们说，北京此举违反中英联合声明，其目的与国家安全无关，而是旨在压制民主自由。向来关心中国人权事务的众议院议长佩洛西也专程到场发言。
Beijing's so-called national security plan passed on the eve of the 23rd anniversary of the handover of Hong Kong from the UK to China signals the death of the one country, two systems principle. The purpose of this law is to frighten, intimidate, and suppress the people of Hong Kong who are peacefully demanding the freedoms they have long been owed. All freedom-loving people must come together to condemn the law, which accelerates Beijing's years-long assault on Hong Kong's political and economic freedoms.
同样长期关注中国人权议题的外委会资深共和党议员克里斯·史密斯在会上强调，中国政府违背了在基本法和中英联合声明中所做的承诺。
It severely penalizes democracy activists, and even terms like collusion are outlined in the new law, and it defines that any contact with external actors like human rights organizations, journalists, members of Congress, those great people like Joshua Wong and others who have come here and said, all this we're asking Xi Jinping is for freedom. That's it. And to live up to your own promises made in the basic law,and in the joint communique between Hong Kong and China, which facilitated the transfer of the conveyance of Hong Kong to China. They have broken their word. You know, words matter, and it is a matter of international law that they committed for at least 50 years to having these two Chinas, two systems, one China, and now they're breaking it with impunity.
出席听证会的两党议员表示，美国永远与香港民众站在一起。众议院外委会资深共和党议员、众议院中国工作组主席麦考尔说，这是一场世界必须取胜的战斗。
This is a battle between democracy and dictatorship, between liberty and tyranny, and between freedom and oppression. And it is a battle that the world must win. America stands with you.And America will always support you. Last year, when we heard you sing our national anthem, and when we saw you carrying our American flag, we knew, and we know, that you were telling us, we are not two people, but one, both united in our belief in freedom and democracy for all.
国会参众两院议员星期二提出动议，允许可能遭受港版国安法迫害的香港居民避难优先权。特朗普政府也依据香港人权与民主法对北京通过香港国安法予以回应，包括对破坏香港自治的中共官员实施签证限制。参加星期三听证会的专家认为，美国还可积极通过联合国等平台向北京施压。美国之音莫语华盛顿报道。
英国星期三表示，中国强行推行港版国安法是严重明显违反1984年联合声明的行为，敦促中国履行其国际责任。
英国外交大臣多米尼克拉布星期三对路透社和英国广播公司说，自这项国家安全立法公布以来，他们已经非常仔细地评估了这项立法的内容。
It constitutes a clear violation of the autonomy of Hong Kong and a direct threat to the freedoms of its people, and therefore I'm afraid to say it is a clear and serious violation of the joint declaration, the treaty between the United Kingdom and China. We will honour our commitments to the BNOs, and I'm going to set out further details, including what action we'll take with our international partners in the House of Commons shortly.
拉布说，他将很快确定英国将同其国际伙伴采取的行动。
Well, I think you'll see the action the international community has taken. We spoke out. The United Kingdom led a group of 27 states in the United Nations Human Rights Council yesterday evening in Geneva. We will continue, as we have done previously, work with the G7. Obviously, China is a leading member of the international community, and it is precisely because of that that we expect it to live up to its international obligations and its international responsibilities. I think for trust in China's ability to do that, today has been a big step backwards.
在此之前，英国首相约翰逊表示，英国在仔细审视这项法律，弄清楚此法是否与英中联合声明抵触后，英国将在适当时候做出回应。美国之音电视报道。
有新闻媒体报道说，特朗普总统听取了有关俄罗斯给予塔利班悬赏的简报，这个消息在华盛顿特区引起了一场风波，而国会议员们正在力求寻找出答案。
美国部队在阿富汗被俄罗斯作为目标， 纽约时报的这篇报道仍然让国会两党议员都感到不安。有争议吗？情报得到验证了吗？特朗普总统看到了吗？
The president was never briefed on this. This intelligence still has not been verified, and there's no consensus among the intelligence community.
星期二，几位共和党参议员听取了这一情报的简报，也对那些新闻媒体的报道产生了怀疑。
You know, the evidence that I have seen and have heard shows no corroboration between what was posted in the New York Times article. So that is very concerning.
但是新的报道断言，特朗普总统确实在今年早些时候收到了关于这一情报的简报。民主党人星期二在有关白宫的简报会后说，他们感到关切。
Nothing in the briefing that we have just received led me to believe it is a hoax. There may be different judgments as to the level of credibility, but there was no assertion that the information we had was a hoax.
特朗普总统与普京的关系一直是民主党人的主要关切。他们指出，总统应该意识到这种严重的安全威胁。
But you don't deprive the president of information he needs to keep the troops safe because you don't have it signed, sealed, and delivered. I would certainly put this in the category that if you're going to be on the phone with Vladimir Putin, this is something you ought to know.
俄罗斯否认有关悬赏的报道。共和党人对该说法仍持怀疑态度，尽管他们说情报尚未得到证实。
But would I be surprised if the Russians were doing something like this? Absolutely not. They are trying to create a problem for us everywhere. They particularly want us out of Syria and out of Afghanistan.
白宫指责《纽约时报》的报道危及国家安全，但民主党人敦促总统对美军的安全负责。
Instead of dithering about what he knew, what he didn't know, he should be talking, he should have a plan. What are we doing? And above all, go after Putin.
国会主要领导人以及参议院和众议院情报委员会负责人星期三前往白宫听简报，他们有机会提出更多的问题。美国之音吉普森华盛顿报道。
美国的一些州开始重启经济之后，新冠病例数激增，全美目前的新冠病例总数超过250万。
亚利桑那、德克萨斯和佛罗里达等三个州已成为美国新的疫情中心。亚利桑那仅一周内就出现了20,000多新病例。
People would look in Arizona, we'd look afar to New York and say, oh, those poor people there, right, on the other side of the country, and now.We're outpacing New York, outpacing other places in the world.
三月中旬，首次宣布禁足令和社交距离的措施时，许多当地人都遵循了建议。当病例数量开始下降之后，各州和地方官员在五月中旬开始放宽限制。但是从那时起，新冠病毒感染率出现猛增。
This is have less to do with any new virus strains or, you know, mutations of the virus. I think it's mostly because the policy of, you know, stay home expired. So people start to go to work and people start to feel a little relaxed.
专家警告说，该州的医疗系统已达到满负荷运转。
We're already, you know, close to 85-88%, I believe is the last check.Of capacity in our ICUs throughout the state, so that doesn't leave very much room for any space.
许多人认为炎热的夏季有助于抑制新冠病毒，不会出现疫情高峰，使社区更容易重开。现在专家们说，晴朗炎热的天气并不一定能够减弱病毒，并继续敦促公众戴口罩并保持社交距离。像德克萨斯州一样，由于新冠病例激增。佛罗里达州州长第二次关闭了酒吧。
I think it's transmitting quicker right now than it did in March and April, particularly with some of the younger folks. I mean, what we're seeing in Florida is really rapid transmission in that 18 to 34 age group, and you're seeing a lot of cases come up.
尽管存在威胁，人们仍在户外进行社交活动。有些人没有保持社交距离。迈阿密戴德县宣布。从7月3日至7月7日，美国独立日长周末将关闭所有的海滩和公园。
I mean, 4th of July, coronavirus, yeah, I think it's a perfect time to close it. Especially here, everybody likes to crowd up, so
prevention. I'd rather them close it than keep it open.
目前，佛罗里达州的餐馆和购物中心仍然开放，重启了许多安全和社交距离的限制措施。美国之音阿尼西莫娃发自迈阿密的报道。
美国西北大学的工程师们正在为在一线与新冠病毒做斗争的医护人员们开发一些新技术。可以说，这次的新冠病毒大流行带来了一些意外收获，那就是技术的创新。
在西北大学民营的校区，该校技术学院的长廊上，乔西亚·海斯特在一个移动计算实验室里遵守安全的社交距离规定。他所在的一个工程师小组正在研发对抗新冠病毒流行病的技术。
Right now we're working on what we call smart PPE, so smart personal protective equipment. You can think of this as face masks with tiny sensors in them to detect all kinds of things from symptoms of COVID to fatigue to even does this mask fit on my face? Am I wearing it properly?
海斯特面临的挑战是要制造出无需电池运转的传感器，降低成本。同时要制造出目前还没有，但要在几个月而不是几年内批量生产的产品。
Once we engineer enough where it could be deployed in a very large batch, the economies of scale would bring this way down. Because basically, once we throw away this battery, which is one of the really hard parts to minimize cost at scale, it's just building a really tiny computer.
在技术学院的另一边，生物医学工程教授约翰·罗杰斯不仅领导一个创新便携传感器的团队。他还在西北大学教区的实验室直接制造它们。
And the devices that we develop, have physical form factors very similar to those of a Band-Aid. So we can really place them on any part of the anatomy. We're not constrained to the wrist. And I have one of the devices on right now. So it sits at the base of the neck, right, above the collarbone. And we initially developed this device to measure speech and swallowing activity in stroke survivors.
由于医疗保健人员对感染病毒的担忧加重，罗杰斯和他的团队改装了这个设备来应付当前挑战。
Perhaps this system could be tailored to monitor the key respiratory symptoms associated with COVID-19, which are shortness of breath and coughing.
在不到三周的时间里，他的团队修改了这个装置，并把它们发送到芝加哥地区的两所医疗机构。他们收集机器学习算法分析出来的数据，这些算法专门用来监测新冠病毒症状。
We're in a number of different conversations with companies who want to deploy these devices on their employees so they can sort of track their employee health.
这就带来了下一批挑战，提高产量。
But we also have spin-out companies that serve as a vehicle for sort of a broader commercially oriented deployment that allows us to hit levels of scale that we just can't support with philanthropy and foundations and federal research grants.
当他努力缩小个人防护装备传感器的尺寸时，乔西亚·海斯特意识到他在监测病毒和拯救生命方面的研究所具有的影响。
The scientific challenge and the scientific impact that you can have is definitely turning this into something that could be a moonshot. No matter what, we'll end up with a lot of science that could be helpful later on in kind of building these types of protective devices.
这些装备可能进一步发展出新技术和应用，即使在新冠病毒大流行结束之后，和医疗保健的领域之外，仍具有长远利益。美国之音记者法拉鲍，伊利诺伊州芝加哥报道。
宠物是人类最好的朋友，尤其是在新冠病毒大流行期间。居家隔离的纽约市民们纷纷收养流浪的猫狗，一些宠物收容所因此供不应求。
当纽约市因为新冠病毒大流行而关闭时，乔斯林蔡上网填写了向纽约市动物收容所申请收养一只狗的表格，那是三月底的事。然而在那之前几天，纽约居民争相涌入收容所领养宠物，收容所里只剩下几只狗了。还在等待收养的几只狗当中，有一只是在收容所哈林区分所的红毛混血公狗阿彻。阿彻成为乔斯林的经常伴侣，为他排解新冠病毒时期社交距离和隔离所造成的孤独感。
Yeah, I think just having a constant companion because I think socially distancing and isolation has been a really lonely experience for a lot of people, and it has certainly for me. So Archie, come here. So having a dog around definitely helps with just having someone around and someone you can talk to, someone you can hang out with and snuggle with.
就在新冠病毒封锁开始的时候，纽约市宠物所发起了一项社交媒体活动，鼓励纽约居民介绍寄养和收养宠物。茱莉亚·罗伯克是收容所的寄养督导，她说
人们的反应令人难以置信。
So when this all started, we did a massive push for new foster parents through our social media, through emails, and the response was unbelievable. We got 3,000 within the first day, and that rose to 5,000, 6,000 very, very quickly. We have never been in the position to have more foster parents than we do animals. I can barely describe the feeling. It gave everybody in the shelter, not just the foster team, but everybody a lot of hope, a lot of joy in a time where people are scared and nervous and they don't want to be going outside. But we had people showing up, we still have people showing up for the animals of New York, and it feels amazing. It feels like we're part of something really, really special right now.
从3月13号以来，纽约市动物收容所中心为大约800只动物安排了寄养，被收养的动物有600多只。
在德克萨斯州，一位老师决心让他的学生们享受到远程学习的乐趣。他的富有创意的教学方式迎来了许多的支持。
帕克兰中学老师米歇尔·桑多瓦尔·维尔加斯热爱他的八年级学生。现在他在自己成长过程中念过的同一所学校教数学。他的学生许多来自低收入户。
When I went to that school, a lot of people always told me it's a bad side of town.But that was where I was from, and I'm proud to say that I'm from that campus. And I want my students to feel proud of where they come from as well.
但后来新冠病毒爆发，他不得不在线上课。
How am I going to do that through a computer screen? So I said, wait a minute, I'm not going to change myself at all. I'm going to be the same person. So the loud music hasn't stopped. Corny jokes, the fist bumps, the air high fives, that hasn't stopped.
在补习期间，他开始注意到一个模式。
The students weren't logging on more so for tutoring. They were logging on just to say hello. And they missed and they yearned for that, just that connection with me.
他就在此刻想出每周在线上进行一次社交活动的主意。
We talk nothing about school. It's all Netflix, video games. We meet pets. We meet siblings. We talk. We have fun.And then at the end of these social hour, I do end up raffling a family dinner.
塞洛·比利亚·洛沃斯是他的学生。
I just felt joy like when I was in those meetings with her.
维尔加斯也想帮忙减轻一些学生的财务负担。
85% of the students that we have are either struggling financially, are struggling in single-parent households. Some of them are in and out of foster care.Some of them are considered homeless.
这带给他打造爱心包裹的点子。
From social hour, I knew that the raffles were a hit, that they started to love to get things in the mail for me. So I said, okay, let's make little care packages for them.
于是他把愿望清单上了网。
I created Amazon wish lists, and I had a phenomenal turnout. Within the first week, I believe I received like 40-some items.
他说爱心包裹里面的东西简单但有意义。
I send, you know, a little note, a motivational note. I'll send some candy in there. Pencils will go in there, paper, markers, crayons, anything to help them, to let them know I'm still here. I still care about your needs and I still love you very much.
当地企业也共襄盛举。到目前为止，他们帮助维尔加斯送出大约150个包裹和餐点。
Some of the parents call me crying, you know, saying they really needed this.
随着学年接近结束，维尔加斯举行了最后一次社交活动时间，然后给每个学生带来惊喜。他亲自把包裹送给学生。
It wasn't like a big basket or anything like that, but it was like something small that really captured our personalities.
维尔加斯希望他的学生永远忘不了他给他们上的人生课程。
I want to instill in those students that.When you give back, the community will give back hope and love in return when you least expect it. Because above all, yes, we are educating students to become successful for the real world and academically, but above all, we're creating human beings.
美国之音记者塔博报道。
好的，以上就是今天美国观察的全部内容。感谢您的收看，我们明天节目再见。 们大家好，今天是7月2号星期四，欢迎收看美国观察。北京通过了港版国安法，并将在7月1号开始实施，已经有人因为涉嫌违反港版国安法而被捕。美国国务卿蓬佩奥表示说，香港已经成为中共统治的城市，而美国政府非常担心香港版国安法第38条将会影响在香港的美国企业，称美国政府会出台在香港的美国企业的运营方针。我们来看美国之音白宫记者黄阳毅的报道。
今年的7月1号正好是香港的主权移交23周年，但同时呢，也是北京实施港版国安法的第一天。在7月1号当天呢，许多的香港民众走上街头抗议国安法。那么根据香港警方提供的数据呢，截至晚上10点为止，已经逮捕了大约370人，而当中有10个人涉嫌违反国安法。那么在7月1号星期三呢，美国国务卿蓬佩奥在国务院的新闻简报会上表示，香港已经沦为另外一个中共管制的城市，而且国安法的23条令人担忧。我看一下蓬佩奥国务卿是怎么说的。
Yesterday, the Chinese Communist Party implemented its draconian national security law on Hong Kong in violation of commitments that it made to the Hong Kong people and to the United Kingdom.In a UN-registered treaty and in contravention of Hong Kongers' human rights and fundamental freedoms. Free Hong Kong was one of the world's most stable, prosperous, and dynamic cities. Now it will be just another communist-run city where its people will be subject to the party elite's whims. It's sad. Indeed, this is already happening. Security forces are already rounding up Hong Kongers for daring to speak and think freely. The rule of law has been...eviscerated, and as always, the Chinese Communist Party fears its own people more than anything else. The United States is deeply concerned about the law's sweeping provisions and the safety of everyone living in the territory, including Americans. Article 38 of the new law also purports to apply to offenses committed outside of Hong Kong by non-residents of Hong Kong, and this likely includes Americans. This is outrageous and an affront to all nations.
蓬佩奥国务卿也说呢，在上个星期五就已经针对镇压香港民众的这些人呢发出了签证的限制。那么在星期一的时候呢，也宣布了停止对香港出口国防以及军民两用设备。那么美国联邦通讯委员会星期二正式认定华为以及中兴对美国的国家安全构成威胁，禁止美国公司利用价值83亿美元的政府资金购买这两家公司的设备。那么对此呢，蓬佩奥国务卿也做出了说明。我们看一下蓬佩奥国务卿在国运的简报会上怎么说的。
I applaud FCC Chairman Ajit Pai's for designating Huawei and ZTE as national security risks. We're also continuing to take action to build on President Trump's signing of the Uyghur Human Rights Policy Act. Today, the United States Department of State, along with Treasury, Commerce, and DHS, are issuing a business advisory to companies with supply chain links to entities complicit in forced labor and other human rights abuses in Xinjiang and throughout China.CEOs should read this notice closely.
那么就在7月1号星期三呢，美国的国务院、财政部、商务部以及国土安全部发出了新疆供应链企业咨询指南，警告供应链可能涉及在新疆维吾尔自治区违反人权的美国企业，说他们有可能会面临企业的声誉、经济上还有法律上的风险。那么此外呢，蓬佩奥国务卿也特别在呼吁习近平主席，希望他能够重新考虑一下在实施港版国安法之后对于中国未来的前途。
In the end, General Secretary Xi gets to make the decision about whether he wants to move his nation closer to something, that is disconnected from the world in the most fundamental ways. They talk about, when I was in Honolulu, they talk about wanting to be good stewards, internationalplayers that comply with multilateral obligations, but when you're violating citizens' most fundamental freedoms, we should look to your actions, not to your words. And so that's what we will continue to do. We'll continue to do all the things that we can. And importantly, we will continue to build out a global coalition that understands the challenge that the Chinese Communist Party threat places on freedom-loving peoples all across the world. This isn't a U.S.-China challenge. This is a challenge that is between freedom and authoritarianism.
白宫国安会在6月30号星期二的时候回应美国之音的问题时，就曾经说过，这实施的港版国安法呢是不好的。他认为说，敦促北京当局要尽快的改弦更张。不过呢，星期三蓬佩奥国务卿就表示，从过去48个小时的迹象看来，中国政府并没有要回头的打算。以上是美国之音白宫记者黄耀丽的报道。
中国通过港版国安法引发了国际的强烈反弹，美国国会两党议员纷纷发声谴责中国强行推动港版国安法，并且表示美国会以更多的制裁来作为回应。我们来看美国之音国会记者李一华的报道。
中国全国人大常委会6月30号通过引发各界反弹的港版国安法，美国国会多位两党议员纷纷表示担心，北京接下来将依据这项法律作为围捕民主派活动人士的借口。
It's not a national security law. It's a crackdown on Hong Kong and on the liberties of the people of Hong Kong. And I hope that this will not be the case, but I worry that it will be. That this will be an excuse for Beijing to start rounding up pro-democracy leaders. And heck, just I mean, any citizen of that city who dares say anything.That does not perfectly fit with and kowtow to the authoritarian regime in Beijing. So this is it's a sad day now that they pass it, but we're going to be watching the implementation closely. And if this becomes a rounding up of democracy advocates and a shutting down of any kind of free speech in Hong Kong, freedom of assembly, freedom of worship, we're going to need to use all available means, sanctions, diplomatic tools at our disposal.
This is a continuing effort by China to have a strong grip on Hong Kong, to undermine its autonomy, which has been so successful, and to exert its influences and its views on the people of Hong Kong. So I'm deeply concerned. This is something that I have been saying was moving in this direction, and now...This latest action makes it even all the more alarming. That's why, the legislation that we've offered here, I think, is critically necessary to move forward.
在香港主权移交23年来，七一大游行首次遭到禁止。港版国安法生效实施之际，数以千计的香港人继续走上街头进行抗议。香港警方展开强力镇压的同时，也首次拘捕被指涉嫌违反港版国安法的市民。
Round up and arrest.Pro-democracy activists and hold them in indefinite detention like they do on the mainland and maybe forever. And that's my main concern, my most immediate concern. We need to watch very carefully what happens next, particularly against groups and individuals who I'm pretty sure the Chinese government will target to make an example of.In the early days after the passage of that bill.
还有议员表示，美国接下来也不排除采取更多制裁予以回应。
Obviously, the idea that they would have two systems, that's gone by the wayside. It is a single monolithic authoritarian system where people are denied their basic human rights, freedom of speech, freedom of association, something that the people of Hong Kong had been able to enjoy. And that's obviously a very ominous development.And one that I think you'll see additional responses by Congress in terms of sanctions to try to convince the Chinese Communist Party that that is the cost is too high. They need to reconsider.
美国参众两院6月30号还再次推出新的法案，允许部分香港居民以第二优先的身份在美国申请避难。美国之音记者李一华，国会山报道。
美国国会众议院外委会星期三就北京强行生效港版国安法举行听证会，抨击北京背弃承诺，并且借国安法之名压制港人自由民主的诉求。下面是美国之音记者莫宇的报道。
在众议院外交事务委员会近三个半小时的听证会上，民主共和两党议员一致谴责北京在香港强推生效国家安全法。他们说，北京此举违反中英联合声明，其目的与国家安全无关，而是旨在压制民主自由。向来关心中国人权事务的众议院议长佩洛西也专程到场发言。
Beijing's so-called national security plan passed on the eve of the 23rd anniversary of the handover of Hong Kong from the UK to China signals the death of the one country, two systems principle. The purpose of this law is to frighten, intimidate, and suppress the people of Hong Kong who are peacefully demanding the freedoms they have long been owed. All freedom-loving people must come together to condemn the law, which accelerates Beijing's years-long assault on Hong Kong's political and economic freedoms.
同样长期关注中国人权议题的外委会资深共和党议员克里斯·史密斯在会上强调，中国政府违背了在基本法和中英联合声明中所做的承诺。
It severely penalizes democracy activists, and even terms like collusion are outlined in the new law, and it defines that any contact with external actors like human rights organizations, journalists, members of Congress, those great people like Joshua Wong and others who have come here and said, all this we're asking Xi Jinping is for freedom. That's it. And to live up to your own promises made in the basic law and in the joint communique between Hong Kong and China, which facilitated the transfer of the conveyance of Hong Kong to China. They have broken their word. You know, words matter. And it is a matter of international law that they committed for at least 50 years to having these two Chinas, two systems, one China. And now they're breaking it with impunity.
出席听证会的两党议员表示，美国永远与香港民众站在一起。众议院外委会资深共和党议员、众院中国工作组主席麦考尔说，这是一场世界必须取胜的战斗。
This is a battle between democracy and dictatorship.Between liberty and tyranny, and between freedom and oppression. And it is a battle that the world must win. America stands with you, and America will always support you. Last year, when we heard you sing our national anthem, and when we saw you carrying our American flag, we knew, and we know, that you were telling us we are not two people, but one, both united in our belief in freedom.And democracy for all.
国会参众两院议员星期二提出动议，允许可能遭受港版国安法迫害的香港居民避难优先权。特朗普政府也依据香港人权与民主法对北京通过香港国安法予以回应，包括对破坏香港自治的中共官员实施签证限制。参加星期三听证会的专家认为，美国还可积极通过联合国等平台向北京施压。美国之音墨语华盛顿报道。
英国星期三表示，中国强行推行港版国安法是严重明显违反1984年联合声明的行为，敦促中国履行其国际责任。
英国外交大臣多米尼克拉布星期三对路透社和英国广播公司说，自这项国家安全立法公布以来，他们已经非常仔细地评估了这项立法的内容。
It constitutes a clear violation of the autonomy of Hong Kong and a direct threat to the freedoms of its people. And therefore, I'm afraid to say it is a clear and serious violation of the joint declaration, the treaty between the United Kingdom and China. We will honour our commitments to the BNOs, and I'm going to set out further details, including what action we'll take with our international partners in the House of Commons shortly.
拉布说，他将很快确定英国将同其国际伙伴采取的行动。
Well, I think you'll see the action that the international community has taken. We spoke out. The United Kingdom led a group of 27 states in the United Nations Human Rights Council yesterday evening in Geneva. We will continue, as we have done previously, work with the G7. Obviously, China is a leading member of the international community, and it is precisely because of that that we expect it to live up to its international obligations and its international responsibilities. I think for trust in China's ability to do that today has been a big step backwards.
在此之前，英国首相约翰逊表示，英国在仔细审视这项法律，弄清楚此法是否与英中联合声明抵触后，英国将在适当时候做出回应。美国之音电视报道。
有新闻媒体报道说，特朗普总统听取了有关俄罗斯给予塔利班悬赏的简报，这个消息在华盛顿特区引起了一场风波，而国会议员们正在力求寻找出答案。
美国部队在阿富汗被俄罗斯作为目标。纽约时报的这篇报道仍然让国会两党议员都感到不安。有争议吗？情报得到验证了吗？特朗普总统看到了吗？
The president was never briefed on this. This intelligence still has not been verified, and there is no consensus among the intelligence community.
星期二，几位共和党参议员听取了对于情报的简报，也对那些新闻媒体的报道产生了怀疑。
You know, the evidence that I have seen and have heard shows no corroboration between what was posted in the New York Times article. So that is very concerning.
但是新的报道断言，特朗普总统确实在今年早些时候收到了关于这一情报的简报。民主党人星期二在有关白宫的简报会后说，他们感到关切。
Nothing in the briefing that we have just received led me to believe it is a hoax. There may be different judgments as to the level of credibility, but there was no assertion that the information we had was a hoax.
特朗普总统与普京的关系一直是民主党人的主要关切。他们指出，总统应该意识到这种严重的安全威胁。
You don't deprive the president of information he needs to keep the troops safe because you don't have it signed, sealed, and delivered. And so, I would certainly put this in the category that if you're going to be on the phone with Vladimir Putin, this is something you ought to know.
俄罗斯否认有关悬赏的报道。共和党人对该说法仍持怀疑态度，尽管他们说情报尚未得到证实。
But would I be surprised if the Russians were doing something like this? Absolutely not. They are trying to create a problem for us everywhere. They particularly want us out of Syria and out of Afghanistan.
白宫指责《纽约时报》的报道危机国家安全，但民主党人敦促总统对美军的安全负责。
Instead of dithering about what he knew, what he didn't know, he should be talking, he should have a plan. What are we doing? And above all, go after Putin.
国会主要领导人以及参议院和众议院情报委员会负责人星期三前往白宫听简报，他们有机会提出更多的问题。美国之音吉普森华盛顿报道。
美国的一些州开始重启经济之后，新冠病例数激增，全美目前的新冠病例总数超过250万。
亚利桑那、德克萨斯和佛罗里达等三个州已成为美国新的疫情中心。亚利桑那仅一周内就出现了20,000多新病例。
People would look in Arizona, we'd look afar to New York and say, oh, those poor people there, right, on the other side of the country, and now.We're outpacing New York, outpacing other places in the world.
三月中旬首次宣布禁足令和社交距离的措施时，许多当地人都遵循了建议。当病例数量开始下降之后，各州和地方官员在五月中旬开始放宽限制。但是从那时起，新冠病毒感染率出现猛增。
This is have less to do with any new virus strains or, you know, mutations of the virus. I think it's mostly because the policy of, stay home expired. So people start to go to work and people start to feel a little relaxed.
专家警告说，该州的医疗系统已达到满负荷运转。
We're already, you know, close to 85-88%, I believe is the last check.Of capacity in our ICUs throughout the state. So that doesn't leave very much room for any space.
许多人认为炎热的夏季有助于抑制新冠病毒，不会出现疫情高峰，使社区更容易重开。现在专家们说，晴朗炎热的天气并不一定能够减弱病毒，并继续敦促公众戴口罩并保持社交距离。像德克萨斯州一样，由于新冠病例激增，佛罗里达州州长第二次关闭了酒吧。
I think it's transmitting quicker right now than it did in March and April, particularly with some of the younger folks. I mean, what we're seeing in Florida is really rapid transmission in that 18 to 34 age group, and you're seeing a lot of cases come up.
尽管存在威胁，人们仍在户外进行社交活动。有些人没有保持社交距离。迈阿密戴德县宣布，从7月3日至7月7日，美国独立日长周末将关闭所有的海滩和公园。
I mean, 4th of July, coronavirus, yeah, I think it's the perfect time to close it.
especially here, everybody likes to crowd up, so...Prevention, I'd rather them close it than keep it open.
目前，佛罗里达州的餐馆和购物中心仍然开放，重启了许多安全和社交距离的限制措施。美国之音阿尼西莫娃发自迈阿密的报道。
美国西北大学的工程师们正在为在一线与新冠病毒做斗争的医护人员们开发一些新技术。可以说，这次的新冠病毒大流行带来了一些意外收获，那就是技术的创新。
在西北大学明艳的校区，该校技术学院的长廊上，乔西亚·海斯特在一个移动计算实验室里遵守安全的社交距离规定。他所在的一个工程师小组正在研发对抗新冠病毒流行病的技术。
Right now we're working on what we call smart PPE, so smart personal protective equipment. You can think of this as face masks with tiny sensors in them.To detect all kinds of things from symptoms of COVID to fatigue to even does this mask fit on my face? Am I wearing it properly?
海斯特面临的挑战是要制造出无需电池运转的传感器，降低成本，同时要制造出目前还没有，但要在几个月而不是几年内批量生产的产品。
Once we engineer enough where it could be deployed in a very large batch, the economies of scale would bring this way down. Because basically, once we throw away this battery, which is one of the really hard parts to minimize cost at scale, it's just building a really tiny computer.
在技术学院的另一边，生物医学工程教授约翰·罗杰斯不仅领导一个创新便携传感器的团队。他还在西北大学教区的实验室直接制造它们。
And the devices that we develop, have physical form factors very similar to those of a Band-Aid. So we can really place them on any part of the anatomy. We're not constrained to the wrist. And I have one of the devices on right now. So it sits at the base of the neck, right, above the collarbone. And we initially developed this device to measure speech and swallowing activity in stroke survivors.
由于医疗保健人员对感染病毒的担忧加重，罗杰斯和他的团队改装了这个设备来应付当前挑战。
Perhaps this system could be tailored to monitor the key respiratory symptoms associated with COVID-19, which are shortness of breath and coughing.
在不到三周的时间里，他的团队修改了这个装置，并把它们发送到芝加哥地区的两所医疗机构。他们收集机器学习算法分析出来的数据，这些算法专门用来监测新冠病毒症状。
We're in a number of different conversations with companies who want to deploy these devices on their employees so they can sort of track their employee health.
这就带来了下一批挑战，提高产量。
But we also have spin-out companies that serve as a vehicle for sort of a broader commercially oriented deployment that allows us to hit levels of scale that we just can't support with philanthropy and foundations and federal research grants.
当他努力缩小个人防护装备传感器的尺寸时，乔西亚·海斯特意识到他在监测病毒和拯救生命方面的研究所具有的影响。
The scientific challenge and the scientific impact that you can have is...definitely turning this into something that could be a moonshot. You know, no matter what, we'll end up with a lot of science that could be helpful later on in kind of building these types of protective devices.
这些装备可能进一步发展出新技术和应用，即使在新冠病毒大流行结束之后，和医疗保健的领域之外，仍具有长远利益。美国之音记者法拉报，伊利诺伊州芝加哥报道。
宠物是人类最好的朋友，尤其是在新冠病毒大流行期间。居家隔离的纽约市民们纷纷收养流浪的猫狗，一些宠物收容所因此供不应求。
当纽约市因为新冠病毒大流行而关闭时，乔斯林蔡上网填写了向纽约市动物收容所申请收养一只狗的表格，那是三月底的事。然而在那之前几天，纽约居民争相涌入收容所领养宠物，收容所里只剩下几只狗了。还在等待收养的几只狗当中，有一只是在收容所哈林区分所的红毛混血公狗阿彻。阿彻成为乔斯林的经常伴侣，为他排解新冠病毒时期社交距离和隔离所造成的孤独感。
Yeah, I think just having a constant companion because I think socially distancing and isolation has been a really lonely experience for a lot of people, and it has certainly for me. So Archie, come here. So having a dog around definitely helps with just having someone around.Someone you can talk to, someone you can hang out with and snuggle with.
就在新冠病毒封锁开始的时候，纽约市宠物所发起了一项社交媒体活动，鼓励纽约居民接受寄养和收养宠物。 茱莉亚·罗伯克是收容所的寄养督导，她说人们的反应令人难以置信。
So when this all started, we did a massive push for new foster parents through our social media, through emails, and the response was unbelievable. We got 3,000 within the first day, and that rose to 5,000, 6,000 very, very quickly. We have never been in the position to have more foster parents than we do animals. I can barely describe the feeling. It gave everybody in the shelter, not just the foster team, but everybody a lot of hope, a lot of joy in a time where people are scared and nervous and they don't want to be going outside. But we had people showing up. We still have people showing up for the animals of New York, and it feels amazing. It feels like we're part of something really, really special right now.
从3月13号以来，纽约市动物收容所中心为大约800只动物安排了寄养，被收养的动物有600多只。
德克萨斯州一位老师决心让他的学生们享受到远程学习的乐趣，他的富有创意的教学方式迎来了许多的支持。
帕克兰中学老师米歇尔·桑多瓦尔·维尔加斯热爱他的八年级学生，现在他在自己成长过程中念过的同一所学校教数学，他的学生许多来自低收入户。
When I went to that school, a lot of people always told me it's a bad side of townBut that was where I was from, and I'm proud to say that I'm from that campus. And I want my students to feel proud of where they come from as well.
但后来新冠病毒爆发，他不得不在线上课。
How am I going to do that through a computer screen? So I said, wait a minute, I'm not going to change myself at all. I'm going to be the same person. So the loud music hasn't stopped. Corny jokes, the fist bumps, the air high fives, that hasn't stopped.
在补习期间，他开始注意到一个模式。
The students weren't logging on more so for tutoring. They were logging on just to say hello. And they missed and they yearned for that, just that connection with me.
他就在此刻想出每周在线上进行一次社交活动的主意。
We talk nothing about school. It's all Netflix, video games. We meet pets. We meet siblings. We talk. We have fun. And then at the end of these social hour, I do end up raffling a family dinner.
塞洛·比利亚·洛沃斯是他的学生。
I just felt joy like when I was in those meetings with her.
维尔加斯也想帮忙减轻一些学生的财务负担。
85% of the students that we have.Are either struggling financially, are struggling in single-parent households. Some of them are in and out of foster care. Some of them are considered homeless.
这带给他打造爱心包裹的点子。
From social hour, I knew that the raffles were a hit, that they started to love to get things in the mail for me. So I said, okay, let's make little care packages for them.
于是他把愿望清单上了网。
I created Amazon wish lists.And I had a phenomenal turnout. Within the first week, I believe I received like 40-some items.
他说，爱心包裹里面的东西简单但有意义。
I send, you know, a little note, a motivational note. I'll send some candy in there. Pencils will go in there, paper, markers, crayons, anything to help them, to let them know I'm still here. I still care about your needs, and I still love you very much.
当地企业也共襄盛举。到目前为止，他们帮助维尔加斯送出大约150个包裹和餐点。
Some of the parents call me crying, you know, saying they really needed this.
随着学年接近结束，维尔加斯举行了最后一次社交活动时间，然后给每个学生带来惊喜。他亲自把包裹送给学生。
It wasn't like a big basket or anything like that, but it was like something small that really captured our personalities.
维尔加斯希望他的学生永远忘不了他给他们上的人生课程。
I want to instill in those students that when you give back, the community will give back hope and love in return when you least expect it. Because above all, yes, we are educating students to become successful for the real world and academically, but above all, we're creating human beings.
美国之音记者塔博报道。
好的，以上就是今天美国观察的全部内容，感谢您的收看，我们明天节目再见。